Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
The fear of standing before God and having to give an account of our life and being a professing follower of His, but all this practicing of sin, that should put fear in us from when we face the first temptation to go down that particular dark road. Another lesson we can take away from this is that this can happen to anyone, but there's a big but here. But it's not random, like we have absolutely no control, like someone comes up behind us and pushes us off a cliff and I had no control, I was just standing there. Now back to that verse that we read earlier in the program from 1 Corinthians 10, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. So we all get tempted, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. So we're not just random, bad luck that we go down these sinful roads. No, temptations we face are common, and God is faithful. He doesn't let us get tempted beyond what we're able to bear. He'll provide a way of escape so that we'll be able to endure it. In other words, when we sin, we are purposely driving past the off-ramps of the freeway to sin that God is providing. We're just driving right past Him. He's providing these off-ramps, and we just go barreling down the road. We can't overcome temptation. God is providing ways of escape, but we need to take those avenues of escape that God is offering to us. You think back to the story of Cain, the son of Adam and Eve, back in Genesis 4. Cain had killed his brother Abel. Cain had brought his own sacrifice, a sacrifice that he thought would be good to sacrifice to God. And he was jealous and angry at his brother who brought the sacrifice that God commanded. And God told Cain when he confronted him, sin is crouching at the door and its desire is for you, but you must master it. In other words, sin can be mastered. It can be overcome. And that's where the life of Joseph comes in, because the life of Joseph in Scripture, there's lots of principles in Scripture, commands, flee immorality, all those things, we'll get into that. But the life of Joseph is the personalized illustration of how to face sexual temptation and how to overcome it. And that's what we're going to get into next week on the program. It's not going to be a part three in Ravi Zacharias. It's going to be a program on one of the biggest temptations and the biggest ways that so many Christians are get embroiled and enslaved to sin and start practicing it, whether it's sexual immorality, whether it's pornography, whether it's lust in the mind, so many different ramifications in ways it is manifested. And so next week, I hope you'll tune into that program, because it's a super important thing for us to understand how to overcome sexual temptation.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.